Now, what happens when antibiotics fail? This typically is thought of in through the lens of resistance. Bacteria, over the course of evolution, have figured out ways to deal with antibiotics so that they're no longer susceptible to them. This could be by using pumps to actively remove them outside of the cell. So they get in and they get right back out before they can do their job. They can modify those cellular targets so the antibiotics can no longer fit the lock that they used to. They can get degraded by specialized enzymes, so breaking down the antibiotic before it has a chance to act. They can modify their cell wall, basically to put up a fence so the antibiotic doesn't get in the first place. And of course, they can crowdsource the problem by talking to their neighbors and potentially taking on new genetic material to do all these different types of things. And so evolution is a real driving force here, and the way that we use antibiotics contributes to the evolution of resistance. So one of the core key concepts of bacterial evolution is that the more fit will survive. And if we're changing the environment that they live in by bombarding them with antibiotics, there's a really large pressure on these bacteria to evolve in these different ways to circumvent that antibiotic treatment. And this is how resistance develops. And so if you have an infection, realize that that infection is going to contain many, many different bacteria, not just one. Some of those will be drug resistant. You apply an antibiotic, that antibiotic will kill the ones that are susceptible, and the ones that are resistant will stay alive, multiply, and then potentially transfer that resistance to others. And so this is a major problem, and mechanisms like TinyEarth and some of the research going on here at UW-Madison is directed at this problem to try and find new ways to stay ahead of resistance. So what are the major causes here? One is over-prescribing of antibiotics. I think the United States, Canada, and the UK have done a really good job in their policy over the last 20 years to make medical doctors aware and educated about antibiotic use and stewardship. However, in many other countries, developed and underdeveloped alike, those policies are not in place, meaning that prescription of antibiotics or just over-the-counter use of antibiotics for things that are not bacterial infections still commonly occurs in the world. So, for example, I'm sure everyone here is familiar with having a cold or COVID-19. These are viral infections, so antibiotics will not be useful against those infections. Yet, in some countries, they're available over the counter, and people are taking them anyway. So this is one way that antimicrobial resistance, that extra evolutionary pressure to have this resistance rise up, is due to taking antibiotics when you're not supposed to. We also use them quite ubiquitously in livestock and fish farming. So I mentioned that on an earlier slide, 80% of the antibiotics that are sold in the US go right into agriculture. So perhaps we can be smarter about use in agriculture as well.